Pooja Goswami Bhavan is a North Indian ghazal singer based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Growing up in a musical household, she eventually made a choice to focus on one type of North Indian music, ghazals.
When I said I want to go into ghazals, so my father was very uncomfortable. He said, you know, it'll be very hard to get married because I come from North Indian classic, North Indian family. My father was struggling to find a groom for me. And in North, till this time, if you're singing on stage, they think it's bad. They think you are singing in a hotel or something else. But they talk about sharab and shabab. Sharab is alcohol, and there's a poetry so much about this and about romantics, you know, just about romance and all. So he said, you know, you won't be able to find the right person. And then I said, no, I want to do this. And he was upset, actually. But I will say I was very rebellious from the very young age. Whatever I want to do, I have to do.
Pooja was initially trained by her father and her brother. Her father became impassioned in theater and music during his teen years. He eventually became a composer and singing teacher. It was through her father that Pooja's older brother and then herself learned about how to feel through classical music.
At the age of 13 or 14, I learned a couple of compositions of the, you know, this the compositions of the pure raga. But I never gave attention to those intricacies or was the beauty of the raga and why we are saying, you know, you should, you know, those blah 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 importance and why is the, you know, there is a time theory or so and so. Like I was just like a tape recorder. I just followed my father. If he's teaching me any composition, I learned it.
In Western classical music, students learn to express their emotions through specific songs. For example, if I go to a white Christian wedding in Minnesota, I'm not surprised to hear Pachelbel's Canon played in the church. Hindustani music, however, is more like jazz music. Musicians learn to emote through improvisation of the scales. However, Indian music scales also have microtones. Microtones are notes that you can't find on a piano. They are the notes in between the white keys and black keys. It's the combination of these in-between notes, microtones, along with the emotional understanding of the audience and the performer that create the Hindustani term rag.
Raga is a personality. It's kind of personality or it's kind of emotion. It has a color. It has one emotion which you try to expose it through your capability. As much as you want to know, you have to spend time on this rag. As just you spend time to know any person, to know this, the attitude or the personality, the rag to me is just like that. It's not different from the human being. It's, you are in different world. Why we say when you are singing raga, you are in a different world, because it has one emotion. It's just like meditation for you. You are completely colored in that color. Your mind is there, it's colored, and you are trying to make a best and best picture out of that.
The emotions of rags can connect with the time of day. Happy, bouncy rags can be heard during the evening and night. The dull of siesta time can be heard in slower afternoon rags.
Then you start realizing that there is meaning of this time theory. Because the way of treating notes in the morning is different. I would say the morning raga has that kind of feeling and that kind of peace you will find, that kind of peace you find in the air in the morning. That freshness, that peace, that meditation, that kind of thing. So it's very much linked to our day-to-day routine also. In morning ragas notes, you will see that's more flat notes and there are natural notes it, but the treating of the notes is very, very different. It's just like you're waking up and getting out from bed. It's, you get that kind of feeling. And you're more, you know, just in India, just like there's a tradition, you get up, you bathe, and then you pray. So it's, you feel more, you don't sing romantic raga in the morning. You sing only you want to do prayer, you know.
Hindustani music springs from the invasion of the Muslim Mughal Empire that conquered North India centuries ago. Though they committed crimes that invading forces can do, they also took a passionate interest in developing their own fine arts by learning from the locals and forming a new art form, Hindustani music.
Some people say, oh, this North Indian classical music is not it's not pure Indian classical music. Yes, I agree, but it's very beautiful. It's its example of humanity.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.